See how much that we could cover. Again, what I have in front of you is Shabbos Shuv. I speak for a while. Shabbos Shuv, Shabbos Hagadol in the Shul. It's almost 2 hours, but we're not going to do that now. We're just going to squeeze in. The second half is the Machshava and the stories. And I only tell stories like twice a year. Shabbos Hagadol, Shabbos Shuv. So if you want more of the Lumdus, the first half is Lumdus and Halacha and Machshava. But it's Shavah L'chol Nefesh. There are a lot of people sitting there, and there are like 13-year-olds, and there are 70-year-olds. So it's like I have to try to keep everybody interested. So we'll see. Maybe I'll tell some of the stories later on. But first, let's start the topic that you have in front of you. Or should I pick a new topic? So you see the topic, Lios Kamalachim, right, being like angels. Right, the Torah quotes in Hilchos Yom Kippur, in the first source. When do we have to, a quarter to today? And then, we have to one. Oh, so close. So maybe a couple minutes before one, and then everybody, we all, if you never saw, there's a military cemetery. You follow everybody else to the right. So anyway, so the Torah quotes, the minog is to say on Yom Kippur, Baruch Shem out loud. Right, Baruch Shem Kavo, we scream it out loud on Yom Kippur. Why? Because, this was a different topic that I did a couple years ago about Baruch Shem, but the Medrash says, because, you know, we want to be like Malachim. The Malachim scream out Baruch Shem Kavo, so we want to scream out Baruch Shem Kavo. Right, that's what the first source, Shalom Moshe L'Rakia, Shema Malachi Ashari, Shema Kalsan L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, when Moshe went up to Har Sinai, he heard the Malachim say Baruch Shem, so that's why he says Baruch Shem. So we want to be like Malachim. And that's not the only behavior that we do to be like Malachim at this time of year. Right, the Rama in source number 3 quotes that we wear a kittel, or we wear white clothing. Right, even women, you know, wear white clothing to be like Malachi Asharis. Malachim wear white. Whatever that means. Another medrash, the Torah quotes in source number 2, Ribon HaOlamim, Yesh Lecha Am Echad Baretz Kamalach HaYasharis, right, these Samael, right, which is one of the negative Malachim, even says to Hashem, look at these people, Ma Malach HaYasharis, look, they're just like angels today, Ma Malach HaYasharis, Yachvi Regal, just like angels, don't wear shoes. So too, you know, we don't wear shoes on Yom Kippur, we're Yachvi Regal, Ma Malach HaYasharis, Elam Kfitza, just like Malachim, can't jump. So too, you know, Elam Kfitza, right? We stand up, we stand all day on Yom Kippur. We're not going anywhere. Just like Malachim are Nekiyim Mikol Chet, so too the Jewish people are Nekiyim Mikol Chet. So there's a lot going on with Malachim at this time of year. What exactly is a Malach? Right, we don't exactly know what a Malach is. We know that the Rambam, you know, we want to be like them, so we should try to like figure out what they are. And what are some of their attributes? The Rambam discusses in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah that all creations that Hashem created are in three categories. Three categories. Source number 4. This is all by way of introduction, right? Three categories. Mehen, Bruim, Shemichubar, Migolam, Vitzura. The first category are the physical items, like people and animals and trees that we wilt over time and we get worn out. Veim hovim nifsadim tamid, gufos ha'adam behemat smachim, anything in this world. That's one level. Then we have the next level up, the sun, the moon, the stars, the constellations. Those are also physical. They don't get worn out over time in the same way. But they're also nivra'im. They're also created by Hashem. Sheim mechubar migolam v'tzura. And then finally, the third level of creations are the malachim, the Rambam says. Right above, so to speak, the sun and the moon and the stars, they don't have a form. They're not physical at all. But they're still creations. And the Rambam says that each of these creations have self-awareness. And they have awareness of Hashem. We don't understand that. But I'll give a marshal. Just like a dog can't understand what it means to have human intellect, a human can't understand what it means to have sun or moon intellect. Doesn't mean they don't have it. Just means we can't understand it. And the moon can't understand what it means to have angel intellect. malach intellect. But they all have it, the Rambam says. That's in source 5. Kol atzura se'elu chayim umakirin es abore. They all recognize Hashem. So malachim is a nivra, is a being. The Gemara says in Maseches Moed Katan, if your Rebbe's like a malach, then you should follow your Rebbe and learn Torah from your Rebbe. If he's not like a malach, you shouldn't. Ever seen a malach? Like, how do we know what a malach is to know that if our Rebbe is acting like a malach or not? I don't know what a malach is, so I don't even know how to act in order to try to, you know, act like one. But the fact that Chazal tell us this, it must be that there are elements of malachus, so to speak, that are copyable. There are things that we're supposed to think about. There are things that we're supposed to emulate. And even though usually, the whole year, we don't want to be like Malachim. Right? You probably have heard many Sichos Musar. We are not Malachim, we're better than Malachim. And Malachim don't have Bechira. And Malachim are static. And Malachim are the way they are, the way they are. And we're even closer. It's a Rashi in Parshas Balak, source number 7, where in the future, Kesi Emar Yaakov, Mechitzasan Lifnimi Malachi Asharis. Right? We are within, we are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the Malachim. But the fact that we copy Malachim at this time of year, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, must be that there are elements of angels that we do want to copy, that we do want to be like, and that's something that we can learn from them. And maybe it's Dafka Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur that we do this. Maybe Dafka Yom Kippur. What is it about Yom Kippur that makes it specifically appropriate to act like Malach? So let's see. Maybe one other question. You turn the page, source number 11. We're not going to do every source. Look at the last Mishnah in Yuma. This could be in every Shabbat Shuvah Rasha, this Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says, Ashrechem Yisrael. Praise to you, Am Yisrael. Lifnei mi atem atar mi mitar eschem. Who purifies you? Who makes you pure? Avichem Shabbat Shemayim. Hashem is our mikvah on Yom Kippur. Right, the source number 11. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Ma mikvah mitaris atemeyim. Ava kadosh baruch hu mitaris Yisrael. Hashem is our mikvah. So what exactly are we supposed to take from that? How is Hashem like a mikvah? And it's a dafka on Yom Kippur. The Rabbi Akiva says this. So what exactly is the message of Rabbi Akiva? Okay. So three ideas. Generally most Rashi's number 3 is a good number. Three ideas about Malachim that we can learn from. Number 1. What does the word Malach mean? Where does the word Malach come from? So what's the Shorish? Holich, so he's skipping the Aleph. Right, so what is Malach? So says the Ksava Kabbalah, Rav Mecklenburg, one of the classics, 1800s, from the word Malacha. Malach is from the Malacha, job. Every Malach has a job. And not only does he have a job, the Malach is defined by his job. His essence is his job. That's what a malach is created for. Tzava Kabbalah, source 12. Malach yishem toar l'misha nimsar lo l'ashlim malecha zulaso. Right? It's a description of somebody who was given a job to fulfill. V'u'omei tachtav. And he's told by a person to do something. Milashan malacha she'osek b'malecha zulaso. Tzava Kabbalah often quotes Yiddish words that I have no idea what they are, or German words. So a malach, Raphael, is called Raphael because that's his mahus. That's his essence. Gavriel, Michael, all of them. So it's like a shliach. Right? A malach has a shlichus to fulfill. And a malach is defined by that shlichus. The name derives from the job. Rav Soloveitchik says that every human being is a malach because he has a shlichus. Source 13 says Rav Soloveitchik, Adam nivra betor shliach. Every person is a shliach. Etzem yitzira, just the fact that we were created, that we were born, Mechila betocha reflects the fact that we were born, shows that Hashem wants something from us and needs something from us. Mechila betocha beechrech is dvar minu shlichus. The fact that we were born means that we have a job to fulfill, we have a tafkid to accomplish. Hashvua shalom sabr lor chazal. Remember the Gemara Nida talks about an oath that we all take when we're born. He be'etzem anuscha, we swear, sheba nasa shimush b'mahalich minu yishlichus. Esa ufta shemishu chai, we were specifically born at a certain moment in history, in a certain family, with certain kochos, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us what we need to fulfill our shlichus. And in that way, we're like a malach. We are defined by the job that Hashem gives us to do. Why weren't we born in the days of Rabbi Kiva Eiger? That would have been cool. Right, days of the Rambam? We were not born. Our neshama didn't come out in the days of the Rambam. Dafka came out in this generation. Every person has a shlichus. Every person has a job to fulfill. Every person is given a tafkid. Borei ha'olam, where it's underlined, poel behetem lacha, Hashem acts based on the halacha that says, lo yitachi limno shliach kadei lamali tafkid, shu lamali mikochos of shel shliach. It doesn't make sense to appoint a shliach to do something that's beyond their capabilities, that's impossible for them to perform. Hashem goes by those rules too. Hashem only makes us a shliach to do what we can accomplish, meaning it's obvious that we are given all the kochos that we need to fulfill. It's a shlichus that's not bound by time. It's our entire life, Rav Soloveitchik writes. 120-year shlichus that we have to fulfill. You ever meet a Chabad shliach? They have a sense of mission. They have a sense of being sent to perform, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Tzibur. Said the Lubavitcher Rebbe, in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, if you would have guessed, every Jew, not just the shlichim that the Rebbe sends, the shlichus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends, we're all shlichim. We all have an ultimate purpose that we need to fulfill. In the broader sense, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, we are all shluchim of the Almighty. He placed our souls into our bodies in order for us to carry out a mission here on earth, to perform the mitzvahs of the Torah, to influence our surroundings. Every Jew is a shliach. Every birthday, you know what somebody's birthday means? A birthday means it's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that the world can no longer exist without me. And that Hashem needs me to fulfill my mission right now. I was like, what's your due date? It's like, that's a made up thing. When you came out, that was your due date. I was born 6 weeks early. Right? That was, Kodesh Baruch Hu decided that was my due date. Kodesh Baruch Hu decided that I happened to have been born in it. My mother was here. My grandmother had been Niftara. So my mother was here burying my grandmother. And so really, it's just, the anxiety, whatever it is. I like to think that I felt the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. And, you know, but that's kind of like a, you know, probably not the MS. But anyway, but that's what a birthday is. A birthday is, we have a shlichus. But maybe it's deeper than that. Yes, we have a shlichus. Let's do some marmakomas that we did already in this man. Right, we saw the Gemara in Meseches Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel. So in the next 3 minutes, we could go a little quicker because always got to put in a little piece of lumdus. So remember the Achlokes in Kiddushin Mem Gimel, Rav and Debeir of Shela, Shliach Nasa Eid, Ain Shliach Nasa Eid. Right, Machlokes, whether Shliach Nasa Eid, a Shliach to be an aid, you don't get anything better. If the Shliach becomes the witness, that's the best. He was involved in it. You don't get better than that. While Debeir of Shela said, no, Ain Shliach Nasa Eid. Can't be an aid. Why? Kiva Damar Mar Shluch HaShalom Kemoso, Havi Le Kegufe. If you're a shliach, you're the Baal Davar. You can't be an aid, you're one of the parties. So what's the Nekudas of Machlokas between Rav and the Beir of Sheila. Again, we discussed this in Shir. Then you also have the next Machlokas, which we don't have to review now. Remember the Rambam and the Tur. If the Mishaleach is Mitzave Aget, and then he becomes a Shota. So they're supposed to wait until he gets his mind back. But if he doesn't get his mind back, they give it anyway. What's the halacha? Machlokas Tur and the Rambam. We discussed Pasul or Batel. How could it be Pasul? How could it be that it works? The Mishaleach is incapacitated. How could the Rambam say that it could work? And what's the machlokas between the Torah and the Rambam? So as we said then, the Or Sameach says, we saw it in Rabbi Yosef Engel, depends how you look at Shlichus. On the one hand, Shlichus means, as we said, I don't know if we did the Or Sameach in Shir, did I mention the Or Sameach? Well, we mentioned from Yosef Engel, but the Or Sameach says it befeirish on the Rambam. Right? Shlichus means what we call Yad HaArichta. The Shliach is an extension of the Mishaleach. Okay, Pasha Pshat. And if that's true, like the Torah says, he's an extension, so you can't be better than the Mishaleach. But maybe, says the Or Sameach, you know what the Chiddush of the Rambam is? How he looks at Shlichus? There's a merging of identities between the Mishaleach and the Shliach. And therefore, Havalei Kegufe, you can't be a Shliach Nasaid, but also, maybe you could even be more powerful. Because you are the Mishaleach. There's a merging of identities. That's what Shlichus is. Maybe to use that principle back to our discussion, because we're all Shlichim. If we're a Shlich of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's the Mishaleach, Shlucho Shel Adam Kamosa, that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that merges the identities between the Shlich, every human being, and the Mishaleach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe that's even hinted to in the beginning of time, at the moment that Adam was created. Right, there was a big discussion in the Rishonim. What exactly does it mean, Tselem Elokim? Right, what exactly does it mean that we are created in the image of God? So the Rambam and Rashi, you would have guessed. You know what that means? What does Tselem Elokim mean? Intellect. Intellect, the Rambam, rational. Rashi says that also in Source 23, L'Havin L'Haskil. Rav Soloveitchik says, what does Tselem Elokim mean? Power of creativity. 25. Again, I'm going quickly just to try to cover. I don't go this fast in the Drasha. Ein Safek, Shamusag Tselem Elokim, Rav Soloveitchik says in 25, has to do Kishrono HaCharizmati Shel HaAdam HaYotzer. Right? The creative human being. Dimyono Shel Adam HaShem created the world. So, Mahu Afata, he created the world, so he gives us the creative ability. That's the Tselem Elokim that we have. So, that's another idea. But maybe there's another idea of Tselem Elokim.
Is the Rav arguing on Rashi, or is he saying when the Rashi says intellect, that really means creativity?
I don't know, interesting. I'm not sure. He doesn't quote Rishonim. So, Pasha Pshat is a different shot. Pasha Pshat, but it could be. Could be he's expanding.
He did the Or Sameach, like backhand adventure.
Right, we just mentioned that. We didn't see it. But the Maharal in the Derech Chaim, that's the Maharal's commentary on Pirkei Avos, and Derech Chaim says, you know what Tselem Elokim means? He has more of a Kabbalistic idea. There's a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in us. There's a spark of godliness that Hashem puts into every human being. Right, see in 26 where it's underlined, Davak Bifnim Shelo Ziv V'nitzot Elyon. There's some type of spark, Davak Bo. V'davar Zehu Tselem Elokim. So, just to make that a little more nigla, because I don't understand the Nistar. But to bring it down a little bit, maybe what that means is the Shlichus connection. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made each of us a Shliach. And if he's the Mishaleach, which we know, the principle of Shlichus means that there's a connection, and there's a merging of personalities, as we just saw before. Shlucho Shalom Kamoso. Maybe that's Tselem Elokim. If Hashem made us a shliach, he puts a little piece of him inside. Obviously, not a physical. Hashem's not physical. but we're connected to him through that charge of being a shliach. So just like a malach is defined by his malacha, by his shlichus, so too are we. We are tzelem Elokim, since we are here to fulfill the purpose that he has commanded us. During the whole year, we're pulled in so many different directions. But on Yom Kippur, we acknowledge we have an ultimate purpose. We are tzelem Elokim. Our job is to be like that malach, to be the shliach, and in that way connect to the divine mishaleach. So that's one idea about being like a malach. Idea number two. The way I do it is that we go through all three, and then we go back to each three, and then talk about divrei hashgafa, and most of that we can learn from each one. Second idea. We usually assume that there is a major difference between malachim and people. And that difference is bechira chashus. That's what we usually assume. That's how I always grew up. Right? The Rambam tells us one of the basic yesodos of our emunah is that we have free choice. We have bechira chashus. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. You have it in the next source, 27. Rishus l'chol adam nesuna. Everybody has the right and the ability to choose. You could be like as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. Bechira chafshus, right? That's a human being. And malachim don't have bechira chafshus. That's what we're told. That's what we're better than malachim. And you get that in Chazal. Remember the Gemara in Shabbos that Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to get the Torah and the malachim say, no, don't give it to him. Hashem says, Moshe, here, you talk to them. Moshe's like, I'm scared. What does Hashem say? Hold on to the Kisei HaKavod and answer them. It's like base. So he holds on to the Kisei HaKavod and he starts talking to the Malachim. Right, what does he say to them? Lo Signov. You want to steal? You're jealous? You have a Yetzirah? So the language of the Gemara is Yetzirah Yesh Beinechem. You have a Yetzirah? Which means they don't have a Yetzirah. Sounds like Malachim. You know, don't have a Bechira Chavshus. The Rambam says it's Beferish also. The Rambam in Source 29, in the Yesodos, right, the Animam number 5, you only daven to Hashem. You can't daven to anybody else. So the Rambam says there, Yisod HaChamishi, you only daven to Hashem. Why? Because nobody else has any choice to do anything. Even the Malachim aren't choosing. So what are you davening to them for? Shekulam mutba'im bepu'uloseyem. All other creations are set in their actions. Ein lem shilton v'lo bechira. The Rambam says beferish. People have bechira, angels don't have bechira. Wonderful, amazing. Right? They're robots. But it's not so simple. Because there are a number of sources that go against both things that we just said. Number one, is it for sure that we have Bechira? Yes, of course we have Bechira. But is that the ultimate state that we're in? There is a Ramban. There are two Rambans. And this is a much discussed Ramban. The Ramban in Source 30 in Bereishis says that when Adam and Chava were created, they were created without Bechira Chavshus. That's what they say. Look in 30. Hayafa be'enai. Before we sinned, we were like poorly emes shepulaso emes. Well, yishanu estafkidam. Right, we say that in Kiddush Levana. We acted like the sun and the moon. And the Ramban says in Nitzavim, and we're going to go back to that state when Mashiach comes. So wait a minute. Is that the goal? I thought the goal of being a human is to have bechira chavshus. What's the Ramban talking about? We were created without Bechira Chavshus, and that's the what we're going to get to. So, first of all, the fact that human beings have Bechira Chavshus, this kind of shakes that a little bit. And what about the other side? Malachim don't have Bechira Chavshus? Also not so clear. Gemara Chagiga Tezvav. Remember that Gemara? That Elisha ben Avuya Gemara. Acher. Talks about Matatron, one of the Malachim. He did something wrong and he was punished by Hashem. He got lashes. Whatever that means, but like, you see a malach did something wrong. If they don't have free choice, what do you mean? What are they getting punished for? Or the Medrash. The Medrash tells us in Devarim Rabbah that b'shas churban beis hamigdash, the malachim were going to prevent Nebuchadnezzar from destroying the beis hamigdash. But once they saw that Hashem didn't prevent it, they said, okay, I guess it's supposed to happen, so we're not going to prevent it. Sounds like they could have done something. Right, since they saw the Shechina, they said, okay, guess we can't say anything. Or even what we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. U'malachim yecha fehezun v'chilu ra'ada yochezun. The malachim start shaking. Why? Hine yom adin mi yizku v'anechva. Who is going to be merit in your judgment? The malachim are talking. What are the malachim shaking for? The chilur adi yochezum, what are they scared of? They're not the chilur, they're robots. The Rambam even writes in Igeres Hashman, right? Igeres Hashman, Rambam has a couple of famous letters that giving chizuk to Klal Yisrael. There's two volumes called Igeres HaRambam. So in Igeres HaShemad, he talks about a number of them were written to the Jews of Teman, right, who came from Spain, and then they were Maranos, and they felt really bad. Maybe they weren't sure whether they did the right thing, and they kept Judaism, you know, in private. We spoke about them a little bit earlier in this bond. But the Rambam there talks about a story that when a Malach came and was Malamid Chov on Yeshua ben Yotzadak, Hashem distanced him from him. What's going on here? And even two Rashis. Right, Rashi and Parshas Vayera. Right, by the Malachim, when they came to Avram Avinu, it says, Libchem, not Levavchem, because the Malach doesn't have a Yetzirah. And yet later on in Vayera, the Malach says, Lo uchal lasot, I can't destroy stone yet. Lo uchal, right, Rashi, Ze'on shan shel Malachim. They said, we're going to destroy stone. No, you're not destroying stone. So, do Malachim have Bechir or not? Do people have Bechir or not? I thought people have Bechir and Malachim don't have Bechir, but it doesn't seem to be so clear. How do you put all these sources together? So maybe the answer is a question that we've dealt with before, but question of Tosfos. You probably have heard Shiurim about this topic. The question of Tosfos in Shabbos Tapeches, source 38. Right, Tosfos asked the Kasha on the same Amud in Masechet Shabbos. You have Kaf Alam Harkagigas. Hashem held the mountain over our heads like a barrel. If you want to accept the Torah, great. If not, Jewish history will never get off the ground. Or the ground will go on top of you. Versus Nasa V'Nishma. We'll take it. Nasa V'Nishma. So which is it? It's an Ishma, Kavala Makagigas, right? Stira, right? Was it willing? Was it forced? Famous question. That's Tosfos' Kasha. Tosfos in Source 38, Tosfos asked that Kasha. So there are many answers given to this question. Tosfos gives one answer, which we don't have time to go into now. Maybe they did accept, but Hashem was nervous that when they later on, they'll see the lightning and the thunder, maybe they'll retract. Okay. So why does it help to force them? Okay. I'm not going to analyze that one. The Medrash asked this question already, the Midrashim. Maybe there's a difference between Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh. We said Nasa V'Nishma on Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebal Peh, that's much more of a commitment. So there are other answers given, but there's one answer, the most popular answer, given by the Meshech Chachma and others. It was Nasa V'Nishma. It was willing. We had Bechira Chavshus. But it was so clear to us. It was as if we didn't have Bechira. Because there was such a clarity of the divine. It was so clear that this is the purpose of the world, that what we have to do, it was Ki'ilu Kafala Makigigas. Like if Yeruchim gives a mashal, you're walking past a house on fire. Do you have free choice to go into the house? Yeah, you have free choice. Would anybody in their right mind go into a burning house? No. So you have Bechira, but sometimes if it's so clear, look at the Meshech Chachma. Sheherolem Kavod VaHashem B'Hakitz V'Zgal Tzafah. They saw such an amazing, you know, clarity. Ad Mamish Kibat LeBechira Samativi. It was so clear to them that this is what they had to do. Did I mention this mashal in the past? Might have the Nasa V'Nishma. I mentioned this mashal, right? Ask. You have it in Source 41. Rav Simcha Bunim from Parshischa asks, how did Nasa V'Nishma work? How did they say Nasa V'Nishma in plural? How did they know what the other guy was thinking? It should be Asa V'Ashma. I'm ready. I don't know what the other guy's thinking. Asa V'Ashma. What do you mean Nasa V'Nishma? So he gives a mashal. He says you have a bunch of guys in jail. Chabur Shal Asirim. And one day the warden decides, I'm not bringing any water today. 2 days. A week. 2 weeks without water. After 2 weeks, the guy comes in with this huge canteen of water. Anybody want water? What do they scream at? Yeah, I'm really thirsty. I'm not sure about the other guy. I don't know what he wants. No! We're thirsty. We're Nasa V'Nishma. It was so clear. There was Bechira, but there wasn't Bechira. Put this Meshech Chachma with another Meshech Chachma, and then we'll wrap it all together. Let's get back to Tzelem Elokim for a minute. What's the definition of Tzelem Elokim? So we already said, maybe it means Das, maybe it means creativity, maybe it means connecting to the Shlichus. Says the Meshech Chachma, you know what Tzelem Elokim is? Bechira Chashus. The ability to choose. 42. Nasa on the mitzalmenu, hatzelem ha'eloki hu bechira ha'chafshis b'li teva machriach. Tzelem Elokim means having free choice. Hashem has free choice. We have free choice. Rach mi ratzon v'seichal chafshi. The fact that Hashem knows beforehand doesn't take away that we have the choice. Gets into his knowledge is not like our knowledge. His knowledge is him. So this Meshech Chachma says Tzelem Elokim is Bechira Chashis. What is the other Meshech Chachma that we just saw? The highest level that Bnei Yisrael reached at Har Sinai was when they lost their Bechira because it was so clear. So life's about having Bechira Chashis. But it's about reaching the level that it's so clear to us that we have to follow the Dvar Hashem, it's as if we don't have Bechira. And says Rav Elia Lapian, that's what we daven for. Malachim have Bechira, but you know what? They live in such a spiritual realm, it's kilo they don't have Bechira, because they live with such clarity and closeness to Hashem. So it's possible that the Malachim could sin, but generally not, because they have that clarity that we had at our Sinai, they have that always. But what do we say every day in Kedusha? And we highlight it on Yom Kippur. Nekadesh HaShemcha Ba'olam. We want to sanctify you, Hashem, K'shem Shemati Shemoso B'Shmei Maro, like the Malachim do. Because on a day like Yom Kippur, we can have that clarity. Yes, Bechira, but today we want to be like Malachim, where it's so clear it's as if we don't have Bechira.
How do you understand Rashi saying that we're closer to Malachim?
So again, the rest of the year, maybe, because it's harder for us. We don't naturally live in a state of clarity.
And therefore, God when, values that more than
right. We have more of a challenge. More of a challenge. Okay, so that's number two. Number one, Shlichus. Right? We're defined by our tafkid. Number two, Bechira, getting to the state of no Bechira. Third idea of Malachim, which is maybe the Pashup Shat. When I think of a Malach, like what's the first thing you think about? You think invisible. You think not in this world. Not connected to physicality. Maybe that's the Pshat of Yom Kippur today. It's to one day a year to leave physicality and to leave Chomrius. The Derech Hashem, the Ramchal, and Derech Hashem, I don't really know much Derech Hashem. It's much harder, safer than the Mesilas Yesharim. It's a different avoda. But here in the Derech Hashem, he talks about Yom Kippur is about a day. Hine hechen Adon Baruch Hu Liso Yom Echad. Hashem created one day for Am Yisrael. Shabotia tshuva kalal is kaba, where tshuva is easy, and it's easy to get our sins erased. L'taken kol kikulum shenasu. How? Because there's an or. Amnamu or shel kabel so tzorach shishbru yisoh mashiach tavul yom zeh. How do you connect to that light? Look what he says. Last line. Al yado misnatkim min hagufanios nito gadol. Umisal bemiksas. Al bechinas hamalach. The whole year, our job is to sanctify the physical and connect to Hashem in that way. One day a year is to leave the physical. One day a year is to try to be like angels, out of the physical. Because the physical creates certain boundaries that limit us. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't eat, drink, sleep for 40 days, 120 days. He became like a malach. One day a year, we have to leave the physical to celebrate that Tzelem Elokim inside of us. Why? Why is it Dafka Nidre Yom Kippur? Says the Maharal. I found this Maharal this past summer. I was very excited. Maharal in 47. He has a drasha l'Shabbos Shuva, which I don't know. I found it online. I don't know, just look. I have a set of Maral at home, but Anyway, see, he says there, you know why? Because Hashem comes all the way down to this world on Yom Kippur. And he allows himself, Kaviyachol, to be touched by us, to be closely connected to us. And you know, Hashem doesn't have any chait with him, there's no chait connected to Hashem. So when we touch Hashem, He's like our mikvah. You go into the water, you become pure. You touch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you become pure. But the way that we do that is by leaving the physical world. Again, the whole year, we sanctify the physical. That's our goal. To be Mekadesh the Chomer. To eat in a sanctified way. To drink it, to talk, to do business. One day a year, we don't eat. We don't drink. We don't wash. We don't focus on our physical being. Says the Maharal, that's Rabbi Akiva. Hashem is the mikvah. Hashem is the mikvah because, like, right when you touch the water, boom, you're tahar. Right when you touch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, boom, we become cleansed. We lose our sins. What?
For them, why does God come to this world and we don't go up to God?
Oh, what? Somewhere in the middle. You want to say we leave this world? You can say that too. Hashem makes it, Dir Shor Hashem Behimatso. Right? We are physical reality, but we don't focus on that, and in that way he comes down to wherever he has to come. Right? It's like what he says. Ma mikvah mitara sa tamei mafa kodesh baruch matas yisro kiya mikvah mitara tamei kashi yizdabik bo legamrei mibli shum chatzitza ba'olam. Without any chatzitza. And maybe that's the third idea, to be like Malachim. Right? To leave this world, to be angelic, to not be physical. And in that way, connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and gain the special kapara that Yom Kippur is about. That's what Dafka on Yom Kippur, we do it. Okay, we'll skip 48 for now. So we have three ideas. Malach is like being a shliach. We each have a tafkid. Number two, bechira, to be in the state where we don't have bechira. And number three, to try to be not focused on gashmius, not be shakua in this world. So we each are shlichim. We each have a tafkid to fulfill. Maisa ish ufkudaso. The Sfasema says the ultimate tshuva is when we figure out what Hashem wants specifically from us and recognize that only I could do that. In 49, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nasan b'chol ish Yisrael dvarim shetzorach lotziyam ba'olam menakoach al ha'poal. Dafka person has that. And we each have a job to do. Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, remember Kibbnei Maron? Kibbnei Maron, one of the children of Bnei Maron, were like soldiers. Every soldier in the army has a different tafkid. They don't all do the same thing. In order to win the battle, everybody has to do. And everybody has to know that they are given, we are given everything that we are need to succeed. There was a rabbi, his name was Rabbi Maurice Hecht. He was a rabbi, he was a shliach, a Chabad shliach, in the 1940s in New Haven, Connecticut. And he wrote a letter to the Rebbe after being there for a couple of years. He says, Rebbe, I'm not really succeeding. You know, I've tried to build, and you know, you think like every Chabad person goes, and like all of a sudden everybody's makurev and putting on tefillin, and it's not always so easy. And he wrote to the Rebbe. He says, you know, I'm really trying, but it's really not working. I think that maybe somebody better, you know, with these different abilities, I think that would be better to, you know, so I'm going to move. But please, these are the criteria that I think you would need to build a day school and to build this and to build that. You know, so he sent a letter to the Rebbe. The Rebbe wrote him a letter back. I have received your letter, but I have already preempted you and sent a replacement. His name is Rabbi Maurice Hecht. He is a hardworking, loyal, and very capable communal leader. You should really acquaint yourself with him. When you talk to him, you'll see that he really is the perfect man for the position. Hatzlacha Rabbah. The Rebbe knew that he had it within him to do everything he needed to do. And he stayed there for another 40 years and built up the community. Acquaint yourself with yourself. Because the Rebbe knows that each one of us has already inside of us everything we need to succeed in all areas. To be a learner, to be a husband, to be a father. And it wasn't only one story, just one other story from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. You might have seen the book. There was Rabbi Joseph Telushkin. He wrote a book called The Rebbe. He wrote the biography of the Rebbe. So he tells the story. His father, Rabbi Shlomo Telushkin, he was an accountant. He was a regular Elul Hayyid. He worked very hard, worked morning till night. You know, probably one of those guys that didn't miss a day in like 50 years. And he was an already accountant in New York. So one of his clients was the Lubavitcher Rebbe, right? And the secretary is the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So Joseph Telushkin tells a story that, you know, when his father was in his 60s, he had a debilitating stroke. And he ended up at the hospital. And it was he was not doing so well. Says, while his father was in the hospital, he got a call from the Rebbe's secretary that the Rebbe was going through the numbers. And he noticed some type of, inconsistency in the numbers of the computing. And he wanted to know if his father could look at it, just to check it out. And he said, my father's had a stroke. I told you. I told you to tell the Rebbe that he had a stroke. You can't. He says, I told the Rebbe yesterday that he had a stroke. I don't know. He told me, he's like, I'm not asking my father this. He's in the hospital. He's not. He says, I don't know. The Rebbe, I told the Rebbe, I don't think the Rebbe forgot. I told the Rebbe yesterday that he had a stroke. And so Joseph Lushkin says, I'm not doing that to my father. You have a shlichus from the Rebbe. You could do whatever you want, but I'm not doing it. So this secretary came to the hospital and he went into the Rib Shlomo, who's in bed. And Joseph says, I was watching from the outside. Says he brought in these papers. His father could like barely open up his eyes. And he looks at it and he realizes that it's like a simple, nothing inconsistency. Like just bring this number over there. And it was like, and so his father said, yeah, you just move this over here and then it's fine. He's like, oh, thank you. Thank you. And the secretary walks out of the room. And Joseph Telushkin says, right after that, my father woke up. And he recognized that the Rebbe still thinks that he has a job to do. And the Rebbe still thinks that I'm his accountant. And even though I'm here in bed and I can't do 80% of what I'm doing, my tafkid still exists. The Rebbe knew that everybody has a tafkid. Right, it doesn't matter what that tafkid is. Right, I need the Gemara Brachas Daf Yud Zayin. Margalah b'vayad the Rabbanan de Yavne. Right, the rabbis in Yavne said, "Ani birya v'chaveri birya." I'm a person, you're a person. We all have different malachas. I'm a rabbi, and you're a fireman, and you're a ubavaji chavin liba l'shamayim. Doesn't matter what we're doing. There is the one tafkid that I think applies to every single one of us, besides the unique tafkidin that we have. And this was said by none other than Rav Chaim Yivalashim. And we have to remember Rav Chaim Yivalashim. He was the Talmud of the Gra. Torah Lishma. He wrote the Nefesh HaChaim, which is about every second of learning Torah. And you can't imagine, and the Malachim dance whenever we're Mechadish Chidusha. This was Mr. Torah. His son in the Hakdamah to Nefesh HaChaim writes, Source 53, V'koa yadvarei lai tamid, shezeh kol ha'adam. What's the tachlis of a person? Lo la'atzmo nivra. He wasn't created for himself. Rak l'choil la'achrini, k'chol ha'sheyimsa b'koch ha'lasos. We're not here for ourselves. We're here for others. That's what Rav Chaim Yivalashin said the tachlis is of our lives. It's not about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, privately. It's about lifting up other people. Ze kol ha'adam. Lo la'atzmo nivra, rak laho alachrini. Rav Pam, was the Rosh Yeshiva in Tarvadas. So he, one time there was an older man that always used to daven in his minyan. And once for a couple days, he wasn't showing up. So the so he went over to the man's son and says, "Your father okay?" He says, "Yeah, he's in the hospital. He's not doing so well." He says, "Oh, could you just come to my office for a minute?" So Pam brings him to his office. He takes out a piece of paper and he writes, "Dear so-and-so, just want to say that I miss having you daven next to me. Daven is not the same without you. Refuah Shalema Bakarov, your friend, Avram Pam." Gives him the letter. 2 weeks later, the man was nifter. Rav Pam went to pay a shiva call. And Rav Pam walks in, and the son's holding the letter. He says, "Rav Pam, you don't understand. Every single person that came to visit my father in the past 2 weeks, he showed them the letter. And he said, 'Look, Rav Pam's my friend. Rav Pam's my friend.'" Rav Pam walks out of the shiva call with his grandson. He sits down on the stoop and starts crying. And the grandson says, "Zaidi, what's the matter?" He's like, "You did the right thing. You wrote the letter. It's so meaningful." He says, "Yeah, I wrote the letter." He says, "But who knows how many other letters I could have written? Who knows how many other lives I could have touched? We all have so many letters that we could write. And how many phone calls that we can make." Rav Pam recognized the power of what he did, the power of what he can do. Because Rav Pam knew the goal of a person is lo la'atzmo nivra, rak laho la'achrini. The Gur Aryeh, it's the Maharal on Chumash, right? We learned Yevamos last year, 2 years ago, whatever it was you learned, right? It says lo sis go to do. Right, lo sis go to do, what does that mean? What does it go do? Parshas Re'eh, you're not allowed to gash yourself if somebody dies. You're not allowed to cut yourself. But Chazal Darshan, lo sasu agudas agudos. You can't make groups of Jews. Ask the Maharal. There's always, the drash of Chazal is always somehow connected to the pshat. What do these two things have to do with each other? Right? Don't cut yourself and don't make different groups amongst Jews. Says the Maharal, and it's expanded upon. I heard it b'shem Rav Schneer Cutler. Because when you cut yourself, you're separating two different things, two parts of your skin. Losis go to do, you're separating two things that are supposed to be together. When there are separate groups of Jews, that's separate, that's cutting something that's not supposed to be separate. Because we're guf echad. We're guf echad. And that's even, who would I heard say this? And I'll remember. I never saw this sefer before. But in 55, there's a sefer Derech Mitzvot Secha. There's a Derech Mitzvot Secha by the Bnei Yisoschar, which I was familiar with, but I didn't know this one. There's another sefer by the Tzemach Tzedek, who says that there is a minhag in some Sidurim, you might find it right before Matovu, in little letters. Anybody know what I'm talking about? The Arizal says, before you start davening, you should say, if anybody's been to Camp Hask, there's this huge poster outside of Camp Hask from Judah Michel. Again, he blew up this line of the Arizal. Hareini makabel alai mitzvah zaseh shel v'ahavta recha kamocha. The Arizal says you should say that before davening. Hareini makabel alai mitzvah zaseh shel v'ahavta recha kamocha. What does that have to do with davening? Why did the Arizal say that we have to do that before we daven? Says the Tzemach Tzedek, because you're not allowed to, davening is like a carbon. And if a carbon is missing a limb, it's a bal mum. If I'm davening and I'm separated from my fellow Jew, I'm a bal mum. And my davening shouldn't be hukra v'algabi ha-mizbeach. I'm makabel alai, before I daven, to be connected to all fellow Jews, to be able to be a tamim, to be able to go up to the mizbeach. So that's a goal that all Jews could have, besides our regular, our unique tafkid. That's all messages of shlichus. Bechira. Right, what did we say the goal of the second message of Malachim? To come to a state where our Bechira tells us that we don't even, it's so clear to us that we don't have Bechira, right? The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Asei Ritzono Kirtzoncha. We want our Ratzon to be Hashem's Ratzon. It has to be so clear to us what we have to do. When a situation comes up, this is what I have to do. Rabbi Lau tells the story in his biography. It's a highly recommended reading if you've never read it. They had it in Hebrew, but now it's in English. Read it a number of years ago. I think they have it in the library here.
Yes,
Evan and the Miklat. The Rabbi Lau's autobiography. It's an unbelievable book. It's called Atushlach Yad Chalanar is the Hebrew. Out of the Depths. Out of the Depths. So he says a story in there. It says that when he came, right, as an orphan from, he lost his whole family in the Holocaust. He came to Kiryat Motzkin, one of the cities up north. And he came as a little kid, and 6 years old, 7 years old, and the whole city like took care of this child prodigy. And when he was 12 years old, somebody in the community came over and said, you know what? No, I'll teach you your Bar Mitzvah Parsha. It's fine, great. So he spent the next year practicing, and before the Bar Mitzvah, you know, everybody knew this, Yisrael Meir. So they decided they're going to close all the other shuls in the neighborhood so that everybody could come to his Bar Mitzvah in the main shul in Kiryat Motzkin. So they put up signs, there's not going to be any other minyanim, there's just going to be this one. So they all come Shabbos morning, there's an excitement, there's amazing people are thinking, and they come in, and they have chakras, and it's packed, the shul is packed, it's... All of a sudden, okay, they finish landing, they bring the Torah to the Bima, and Yisrael Meir starts walking up to the Bima, and all of a sudden, there's an elderly man from the side who's the regular Balkore of the shul who starts walking up to the Bima. So the Gabbai goes over to him and says, no, it's a Bar Mitzvah, the Shabbos. It's Yisrael Meir's Bar Mitzvah. He's like, nobody told me. I prepared. So the Gabbai's like, it's his Bar Mitzvah. He's been practicing for a year. He says, I finally have a big golem to listen to me lane. I prepared. I want to lane. Yisrael Meir, 12 years old, sees what's going on. He goes over to the elderly man. He puts his arm around him. He says, you know what? Let's make a deal. He says, you're an old man. I'm very young. I probably have a lot more years to lane this parsha. How about you lane this week? And I'll lane a future years. He didn't bat an eyelash. It wasn't like he thought there was a choice, a question. He did it because he knew that's what he had to do. And Rabbi Lau said, because I kept my mouth shut 70 years ago, I haven't kept it closed for 70 years. My mouth has been open for the past 70 years. Because you have to know, again, that story could be used for many purposes, but that's, it was clear to him. We have to try to make it that it's clear to us that we have to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and we reach the level of not Bechira. Again, a very famous if you know it, but if you never saw it before, I remember I saw it, Maishana Aleph, many years ago in 57, Rav Dessler, one of the most important comments that we have from Rav Dessler, where he talks about the Nekudas HaBechira. Familiar with this? Give the mashal of a football field, or whatever it's called in England, soccer, right? Imagine American football field. So there's something called the line of scrimmage, right? Which is like, that's where the ball is, and that's what they're fighting over. What about 10 yards behind? Is that also, that's not under, like, there's no fight there right now. That's past. Those yards are already mine. And down there, I didn't get to those yards yet. The line of scrimmage, that point is the point of the fight. Rav Dessler says, when you have a battlefield, right, the point that they're fighting on, that's the battle point. Down there and behind there, that's not the battle point yet. Every Jew has a bechira point, right? What's at my bechira point? When eating kosher, hopefully that's not, I don't wake up, I wish I could have a cheeseburger. That's behind me. That's over there, right? What's over there? Tikkun chatzos. I'm probably not there yet. Maybe that's in the end zone over there. Maybe I'll get there one day. Waking up, morning for the Beis HaMikdash every night. But what's here? Lashon Hara, Kavanin, Davening. Right. But the goal of life is to push down, push the point, to have more of my life, not Bechira. That it's automatic. This is what Hashem would want me to do. To be like Malachim in that way. And then finally, the third message of Malachim is not to be swallowed up by this world. There's so much that we do in life, and our whole life is obviously being Mekadish the Chomer. But there's so much, right? There's so much that maybe we could just like think beyond. We think sometimes that we're in such a lowly world, like Mashiach's going to come in the age of cell phones and internet and all the stuff that we're involved in. That's one amazing diuk. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin comes up in Sukkah too. Remember the Gemara that they killed the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah? Remember, they davened because it was like, that's why we don't have a taiva to bow down to an idol nowadays. So it says, that Gemara says that they davened, Hashem, please help us. So what happens? Remember that a lion of fire came out from the Kodesh Kadashim, and they saw, oh, this was the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, and they killed it. Question. Again, until a few weeks ago, the lion, the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah came out from the Kodesh Kadashim? Shouldn't it have come out from a church? The Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah came out from the Kodesh Kadashim? Yes. Because the greater the Yetzirah to overcome that and to succeed, that brings to the Kodesh Kadosh. The greater the challenge that we have, the greater the lowlier the generation, the greater the potential for Kedusha. And we can bring it into the Kodesh Kadoshim itself. And we have to recognize that. To focus on higher things. Yes, you could ruin your life with one click. But you can listen to a shiur on any topic, anywhere in the world, with one click. And we have to recognize the power that our generation has. And just to think and realize that Hashem is in charge. To live on a more spiritual plane. To realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. And to be angelic in that way. Maybe I'll end with, try to squeeze in two more stories. But actually, we have like 4 minutes. Okay. Which story should I say? The longer one or the shorter one? No, we'll just, we have to finish in a minute. I'll just say the shorter one. The Rav Moshe Feinstein. This is my closer. I'm skipping one. But you always have to have a closer at the end. That's takes a while to finish. So there are certain shilas that only come to the major poskei hador, right? Like if you trafed up your fork in a hamburger, you don't have to ask that to the poskei hador. But there are certain shilas that go. So there was a woman that Rachman al-San was an aguna, right? Her husband disappeared, and she went to Rav Moshe with another man that she started seeing that they wanted to get married, but, you know, right now they couldn't. So they go to Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe says, give me a week, all the details. And after a week, Rav Moshe says, I'm sorry, I can't figure this one out. But come to me in Chodesh Elul. Because the Koach HaTfilah of Chodesh Elul, maybe then, if we daven hard enough, Kodesh Baruch Hu will help open up the gates of wisdom. So come back in Elul. Okay? So a few months later, they come back. This woman and the man come back to Rav Moshe in Elul. Rav Moshe says, okay, come back tomorrow. Come back tomorrow. Moshe says, I still can't. I'm trying, but I still can't. Come back during Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Dear Shu Hashem, Behimatzo, Hashem is close. Maybe then Hashem will open up gates of wisdom. I'll be able to figure something out. They come back during Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Rav Moshe says, I've been thinking a lot about it. Come back tomorrow. They come back tomorrow, and Rav Moshe, with tears in his eyes, he says, I'm trying. I come back after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur were gates of tefillah. 15 minutes after Yom Kippur, this woman gets a call from Rav Moshe. Elated. I got it. I figured it out. The gates are open to me. I thought about you the entire Ne'ilah, and I davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he please open up the gates so I could figure this out. And right after Ne'ilah came to me. Because Rav Moshe knew that on Yom Kippur we're like Malachim. And on Yom Kippur we have power of clarity that we don't have the rest of the year. And he used that to help a fellow Jew. Because Rav Moshe also knew that the goblet tafkid of a person is the ho'olachim. So, we have to choose. I mean, that story is like amazing on many different levels. That he recognized the koach hatfilah of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and thought about somebody else, the entire Ne'ilah. He was thinking about this woman. That's like mind-boggling. This is the Gadol Ador. And the fact that it worked. So Rav Moshe teaches us, you know, the power of Yom Kippur, the power of being like a malach. So there's a lot that we have to do, but at least for one day a year, we focus on malachim, we yearn to be like malachim, and we should be zocha to succeed in that area as well. Okay, there's a lot more, but we'll stop here. And Baruch Hashem. Everybody should have a gemar chesima tova. Hashem, I hope I'll be here Tuesday at Chol HaMoed, so if I don't see you before then, right, the concert, whoever's here. And if not, we'll see you over... Anybody's in Beit Shemesh.